Welcome to TJH, your go-to podcast for all things journeying home to yourself. I'm your host, Hayley Curtis, Gene Keys and Women's Transformation Guide, here to encourage and usher you into remembering who you are by peeling back the veil on all things shadow work, self-love, self-worth, relationships, Gene Keys, breakthrough, awakening, and so much more. One thing I know to be true about you is that you are utterly magnificent. And here at the Journey Home podcast, I will be walking hand in hand with you as you discover and remember your magic. Let the voyage begin. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Journey Home podcast. Megan and I are here for another Q&A episode. The brilliant women inside the Journey Home membership have been leaving questions on a thread that they would like to hear answered on the podcast. And we are here to answer, I think we're up to our fifth episode, Megan.
Mm-hmm. We are.
I am just going to quickly open my door for my dog because I think he needs to wee. But Megan, would you like to say hello to everyone on the podcast?
Sure. Hello, everybody. It has been it's been a gift to have all these beautiful questions from all of our members on the Journey Home. They've asked such perceptive questions, really.
Yeah, they've really blown me away. Questions. And I think that these questions from the women inside the Journey Home, you know, the woman who joins the Journey Home is a woman who is on a journey home to herself, obviously. So she's already in the energy of being on this voyage. And I can just taste the essence of that open-heartedness in the tone of the questions that they're asking. And just makes me bloody melt. Makes me melt on the inside. So let's hear question number 5 on the thread. We're just going in order. Yes. We're not picking and choosing. We're doing them all.
We are. And Christine was right there when you first put this question up. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we have a lot of Christine questions, which are brilliant.
They're so good.
She asks today, how do we protect ourselves if shadow work brings up traumas that have an effect on our safety, mental health, etc.? Is there a right and wrong way to deal with shadows?
Absolutely. Very, very good question. Something that's very important to talk about.
Yes.
In terms of shadow work and wounding patterns and trauma, they're very layered in nature. Let's say that, I'll use myself, for example, I'm the easiest person that I can talk about. Let's say that I've peeled back 1,000 layers of myself in the last 9 years on this journey.
Okay.
Layer 1,000, which are the layers that I've been at recently, were some really fucking deep shit. Very, very deep trauma. If I tried to access and deal with those shadow patterns at the beginning, I would have fallen apart.
Right.
I was not ready to look at that stuff yet. By peeling back layer 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way to 999, then that deep trauma that would have been way too hard for me to look at back then has now become just the next layer. And in the process of taking that journey, I have been creating core stability within myself that allows me to face deeper and deeper elements of suffering, because I have grown my roots deeper and deeper down into the earth, into the cosmos. I'm so much more connected with myself and everything around me that I have the ability now to look at those things and I'm okay. They're transformative experiences for me. And so I think that the approach to shadow work is a layered approach. And this is what I really love about the Gene Key profile is, say you've got your core wound. That is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th Gene Key.
Yep.
So even if you're going 1 month at a time, which is the fastest you would ever move through it, you're not looking at your core wound until 9 months into a very deep transformative journey. Right. Yes, the first layers are still uncomfortable. Right. It's not like, oh, when I'm peeling back the first layer, it's just pure bliss. It's still uncomfortable. Right. So like the first layers that I was peeling back was like, oh my gosh, I care too much about what other people think of me. And so I'm looking at that, and that was really uncomfortable. And it was helping me peel back little bits and little elements of deeper traumas were there, but it's not like I was facing that thing head on. I'm looking at mm-hmm. these things that are happening in my outer life as I peel them back. And so I really believe that you will know what you're ready to look at and what you're not ready to look at, right? And the important thing here is approaching your shadow work with gentleness.
Yes.
Not with harshness. Yeah. Yes, and patience. If we come in with harshness, we're like, okay, I got to find all of the things that are wrong with me and all of the bad stuff that happened to me. I need to rip it all out and I need to fix it all. That is going to be dangerous. Dangerous. Well, you can really fuck yourself up doing that. When you come to it with gentleness, you go, okay, I am committed to being here for the long term. Like I'm on this journey for life. So there's there's no rush. I don't have to rush to get to my core deepest pieces of trauma because I can trust that if I just keep showing up in gentleness and patience, being willing to just see what's happening in my day-to-day life and see them as invitations to understand myself more, I will get there at the perfect timing when I am ready. I just trust that I will get there. So but obviously as we go, things do come up. Deeper traumas do come up. And the question is, okay, that's coming up. Am I feeling ready to look at that? With no judgment on yourself of what the answer is. If the answer is no, that's making me feel extremely unsafe. I'm feeling turbulent by looking at that. That's all right. Rub my heart, rub my belly. I might shed some tears and I will say, that is okay. You are safe to not look at that.
Yes.
Right? What would you like to do instead? Maybe I want to look at something else, or maybe how about let's just lie down and do a heart opening meditation. Or I'm going to take myself out and do something that I really love doing. You know, a lot of those first layers of the inner work journey are things like, what do I even enjoy? You know, we're collecting these things to support ourselves. What does self-care look like? How could I be taking better care of myself? These are all of like that first year of the deep inner work is just about learning about what does it look like to be a woman who is learning to love herself. And you're starting to shift your lifestyle to hold space for you so that then when you do get to those deeper things, guess what you have? All of these beautiful self-care practices holding you. You've probably worked on your health a little bit more and you're feeling more stable within yourself. You know, you've been reading stuff that's inspired you and you have more trust and belief that this journey is going to open up new things for you. And so you allow it to progress in this natural way, instead of coming in all guns blazing, I need to fix myself. There is nothing to fix. You are not broken.
That's right.
You are not broken. This gets to be a gentle path. Of course, a very important thing to mention here is that when there are really big traumas coming up, it is very important to seek help.
I was going to say, some kind of support system is so helpful. In moving so through helpful. This.
Yeah. And depending
if nothing on else is a biofeedback loop. So you are not alone in how you're seeing this issue that has come up.
Yes, because when it is these deeper things, and especially from childhood, like our perspective of it, we can feel trapped even in our own, like we can't seem to unpick it ourselves. And so this is where a psychologist, a counselor, you know, a coach that you can work with, a loved one that you can talk
guy.
About.
Yeah.
Being keys guy can be such a beautiful support in being able to navigate some of these things. Because, yeah, sometimes when we feel like we find ourselves in the darkness, you can find your way eventually, but sometimes that can be too painful. It can be so helpful to have a torchbearer right there with you.
That's right.
Right?
And someone that, you know, if nothing else, they're just looking at it maybe from a slightly different point of view. I know working with you, you will bring in, even now, we've been together now for a whole year, and you'll bring in a whole other viewpoint of something I've said. And I'll go, holy cow, I never even thought of that. And how helpful is that? That is so helpful.
Absolutely. You know. Also, this question made me think, Megan, about when we first started working together. You'd said to me right from the beginning, like, okay, I've got some deeper traumas, you know, and you named a couple of them. And then you're also like, and the eating disorder, which I know you've spoken openly about on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. It's fine.
And you said, you know, it's there. And I know that it's definitely going to come up in this journey. I'm not ready to go there yet, but I wanted you to know, you know. And so then I was collecting information and insight as we were going. And then we both felt, I could feel when you were ready.
Mm-hmm.
But even when we first started looking at that, it was very different to how we look at it now, a year in.
Absolutely.
Right? My first questions and our first exploration around it was so gentle, was so different compared to now, where we're looking at it through a completely different angle. And for the first few months, we didn't look at it at all.
There was so much else
for us to look at.
And I
think that's a beautiful description of what this looks like. But of course, yeah, when you don't have someone there with you, guiding you, it can be difficult to know when, like, am I meant to be looking at this? Am I not? And that can be a very like, what am I meant to be looking at? That's when having professional help from a psychologist, a counselor, a guide is priceless in that journey.
It is priceless.
You know,
it is priceless. I would not be the person I am today without this year with you. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't be, period.
No. Yeah. What an honor. What a fucking honor. And I have loved witnessing the peeling back. And, you know, the more women I work with in this very intimate one-on-one way, the more I understand the nature of the journey. And I think it's reflected the same in every one of us. We've all got those layers. You know, I love even so with Lizzie Dewey, friend of the show, she's always bloody on. We went back and did an activation sequence again for a second time. I know I did this with you as well, Megan. But for Lizzie, that second time going through, it's like we were at layer, you know, we went from layer 1 to 100 first time through, and then we came back to the same place, but we were at layer 100. So the conversations were around completely different aspects of herself and her wounding patterns, but we were looking at the same gene key.
Yes. And I mean, that just happened to me this week with the line.
Yes.
Line 2 in my purpose, because I'm doing the activation sequence again. I had a, you know, what level, you know, 700 of this line. And it's like, what? What the heck? Mm-hmm. I never would have been here without all the other layers.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then, like, even just a specific trauma itself is then multi-layered.
Yes.
So you have the layers, and then traumas sit at different points in those layers, and then each trauma has its own layers. And so, for example, for me, my sexual assault experience when I was 12, I have probably looked at 1,000 layers of that. And that thousandth layer, like, there's no fucking way I could have looked at that at first. I started looking at the first layers when I was 12. My school provided counseling for me at 12 years old, and the counselor started helping me peel back the layers. And it's still something that comes up now, not because like I haven't healed it and oh my God, is it going to be with me forever? But because it's got deeper layers, because there's more freedom for me to experience for myself from that trauma.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I think that word patience that you brought up right at the beginning, so important. And this is why that is a core principle of the Gene Keys approach, which you could apply that to just a shadow work approach, whether you're working with the Gene Keys or not. Patience, curiosity,
gentleness,
contemplation. When we don't come at it with those things, you can rip band-aids off before they were ready to come off.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. You know what? If there are certain traumas that you never look at for the rest of your days, that is okay.
That's right.
It's okay. Only look at what you're ready to look at. And just because you're not ready to look at some of the real deep, hurtful things does not mean that you cannot transform.
That's right.
Right? Nope. We're here to not be fully healed, but we're here to be the wounded healer. Right? Yep. That's something we learn in the Venus sequence, the wounded healer. It's okay that you have wounds. It's actually where so much of your beauty comes from. And so don't feel like you need to fix them all to become who you were meant to become. You are already her with the wounds. You're just going to be accessing bits and bits more of your magic as you go, but the wounds will remain. And it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
What a beautiful question. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I love this. Journey home, women. Jump in. Keep asking more questions on the thread.
That's right. We'll keep doing them.
We'll keep doing them. We'll get up to episode 200, you know. Just keep coming with your questions.
Absolutely.
If
many layered.
Yeah, many layered. if you were thinking it, chances are that there are many other women out there thinking the exact same question. And so when you ask, you do a service to everyone. So thank you so much. And thank you, Christine, for another really phenomenal question. And thank you, Megan, for joining me again.
Oh, thank you, everybody, for having me.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining me today. It is such an honor to bring my heart directly to your ears. The TJH podcast is in her early days, so if you could take a quick moment to leave a rating on Spotify or write a review on Apple Podcasts, I would be extremely grateful. And if you enjoyed the episode, I encourage you to share it with a friend to help spread the Journey Home message far and wide across the globe. I deeply appreciate you, and I will chat to you again very soon.